Well, let me first introduce myself. My name is Kubi. A lot of you might know me from the internet and so on. The name comes from Boegaarden, so now you also know how to pronounce it. There's a lot of questions and discussions about it. So it's Kubi, and in Dutch it's Hoegie. What I want to talk about is something that is very similar from what was just told, but it has a little bit different approach in such a way that it doesn't only look at the mirrors, it looks also at other things. So what I'm proposing is a XML file, and I will talk about why it should be needed, what the benefits of it is, some technical things, and what we actually need to have all. The reason I'm proposing this, because there is at this moment no real place where you have all the URLs, all the information about additional repositories, about the download is now worked on, but additional repositories, you have to add them each separately. So do you want to add Pacman, add Guru, maybe you have some place where you have repositories yourself, you have them each add individually. And I noticed that a lot of users find it very, very confusing, all these extra things. So what I propose is that you have one place where you can enter one URL of an XML file, you enter that, and then the software that is written for it, that should be written for it, will tell you, okay, you can go here and here, also by geo, IP, and so on. Where can this be used? This can be used on websites, on opensuse.org, Novel, your own website. You can write scripts that use this data. A very nice example of how this works is from Mandrake, the easy URB at sar.org, where you can tell, okay, I have this version of Mandrake or Mandriva, and I would like to add a mirror. And it just fills it out for you. Of course, it can also be implemented in YAML, Smart, Opt, whatever you like. What information should be needed in this XML file? Of course, the SUSE version, the architecture, the name of the mirrors that will be added, the country, so GeoIP can be used, subdirectories, what subdirectories are available, what not. You can also use the ISOs, point to ISOs, you can point to just to the deltas or whatever you like. An example, just an example of a structure. Of course, there are many, many people who know a lot more about XML than I do. I suppose everybody, because I don't know very much about it. Is, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to do first the mirror and then the number, or do we start with country code, or what direction should we go in? So the first thing we have to decide is what kind of structure do you want for the XML file? The second, the moment we have an XML file or basis for an XML file, we can look at an interface, for example, first a website, which might be the easiest. With also GeoIP integration, so that you can see, okay, which will most likely be the closest mirror. As you notice, there's a lot of crossing between what I'm proposing here and what download.opensuse.org is doing already. But this will also be for the additional repositories, whether they be legal in your country, yes or no, that is not something I want to discuss right now. Then there also needs to be a update script to see, okay, what mirrors and what repositories have exactly what. I assume that a lot of it can be done with download, but also again here the additional repositories should be there as well. For example, Pacman has mirrors as well, so you have to check these mirrors as well. Are they complete? Yes or no? We then have to decide what can we use from the information from the OpenSUSE mirror. And a last very important question, of course, where can we host this? Most ideal, this would be on OpenSUSE, but I can imagine that due to legal implications, this will not be possible. So we must decide where can we place this file so that we can send users, just give users the URL, they put in their software on the machine, and they then just click and say, okay, my proposal would also be that they can still decide. They are not forced somewhere, they are offered a mirror. So,
you said you didn't want to discuss the legal implications, but I fear this is exactly the point. I think from a technical standpoint or from a geek point of view, we would certainly like such a thing.
Yes.
But if we do it as SUSE, as part of a company like Novell, the Novell lawyers would go all crazy when we support anything like this, because it can be constructed as assistance to illegal activities.
Yes.
Just think about DCSS, about codecs, about TensorFlow, things like that.
Maybe I must make it very clear, I'm not here talking about Novell, I'm just a OpenSUSE participant, so I'm talking as OpenSUSE, I know you know, but so this is not something that you say, okay, this must be forced upon Novell or upon SUSE. This is
what I mean is, even if we add support for this to Yast, this may be constructed as that kind of assistance. We would like to do that, I think, but
you can look at it this way. If you have such a XML file, you do not need to point it towards this specific URL. You can point it towards your own XML file, which is based on all the legal facts and just factory-based things and whatever you like. And perhaps you can even add repositories from closed source partners that are offering this, like is now being done with NVIDIA, for example. The only thing that the user then has to do, he has to change this URL. And of course, then what the user does at home, that's not of your business. So.
Well, anyway, the whole point, you better discuss it with the lawyers, because they have a problem with it. Otherwise, all this kind of, what kind of information can't you misuse?
Of course,
right?
You don't have to convince me. Right?
All right, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Let's keep this talk to the legal department over there. So
yeah, but. If you look, for example, at a German company or a German newspaper called ISIP, it has had quite a struggle and a law case, as far as I know, with linking illegal stuff or potentially illegal stuff.
Hyperlink.
Only hyperlink, and that's...
Yes, okay, but let's not go in that direction of the legal part. Because what I'm talking about is here, just that you say, you can place an XML file. You can have several hundreds.
Yeah.
Everybody can make his own XML file
mm-hmm.
and point it there. And whatever you put in that XML file is then up to the person who makes the XML file.
Yeah.
For example, I can put an XML file on hoopy.org and you put another XML file on your page. And what you just say is, okay, I've come to my XML file. And then you get all this additional information, because now you have to go to a web page on the OpenSUSE site, and then you have a nice list of all these additional repositories.
Yep.
You have to copy and paste them. Okay, it's changed now that you can put in a complete URL, but you have still select them, copy and paste them, which can be very confusing for the beginning user.
I think the point is, if you have 99% of legal XML files, then at 1% it does something illegal, then it's okay. But if you have just one illegal XML use of this, then everybody will say we implemented it just so that we can do something illegal.
No.
So
it's really,
so what we have to make sure that there are 90% or 99% illegal.
Yeah.
The problem is that you know that if there's an illegal link, we have to remove it.
It's not about links.
Just about
and then we're overreacting. I mean, Reddit is doing that too. They're not using an XML file, but they're using the YUM repository configuration is doing exactly that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And there's a definite legal use for it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They are not only offering like a file format for specifying repositories, but also offering mirror lists. Mm-hmm. And they don't have, do they have any problem with it?
The point I was trying to make is just that when we start this thing, we shouldn't start with the illegal one.
Yeah, sure.
Yes?
Just a very brief technical remark. You included the information on architecture and version number in the element name. You should put that in the value. Because if
Ray, like I said, I don't know a lot of, well, I don't know anything about XML. Yeah. So
the way you did it, you would have to change the document grammar every time a new version appears. It's much more elegant to put that in attribute value, I would suggest.
Great. The more input I get technically like that, the better. It's,
that's another question, because I didn't really understand it. So you wanted to extend YAST to understand that format, is that right?
Yes.
And you also had on your slide different distribution technologies, like for example, APT, apt.
This data, this XML file, could be used by those instruments if they are, of course, rewritten or...
Okay.
It could...
So these different tools should possibly be extended to use
yes.
the same
form. Yeah. To use the XML file, yes.
What about a P2P system? That the only thing it does, it sort of diffs or mirrors other people's XML files. So you don't really, you're not giving anybody that. You can, for example, give your file write, read permissions or something like that. So other people can connect and copy your file and get stuff from your file. So that would be something that doesn't depend on SUSE, doesn't really depend on any other company.
That is a very good idea.
It's a P2P system that just, you know, interconnects everything. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to share that information, you don't share it. If you do want, maybe you could share the first three lines or just the three last ones, something like that. It's an XML file that everybody copies along. So, and get to know who was the first guy that put that link there. That's almost impossible. It's like, who's the first blog person on this world.
If you need a way that everybody who wears an XML file, that you can combine these things automatically.
It would have to be some type of div or to merge everything.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Just to reverse the path, because lawyers are looking for holes in software, we will look for holes.
Well, I'm not looking in a way to say, okay, how can we do legal things illegally?
No, but it's not illegal. I mean, you've got an XML file, somebody copied here an illegal leak. Oh, it wasn't me, I don't know. Where does this come from? Oh, who knows?
I think we should have hodgepodge stuff like that when the cameras stop.
No, but we're not saying we're going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sharing
ideas. The way legality changes between countries.
Yeah, that's also.
Yes, also. So you can even have a XML file in one country and using another XML file in another country.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe it's okay for the discussion to keep away legal things because maybe you have to think on them. But if the policy is to be as restrictive as the most restriction law in the country, then possibly this could reduce to very few things to do anyway. I think you are enforcing users which live in more permissive countries to behave as if we're living in a more restrictive country.
But the thing I'm starting from is. The page we have now, additional YAST repositories, to have that in one XML file. Because now you have the FTP ftp.suse.org, you have the different mirrors, you have download.opensuse.org, you have the additional repositories, you have maybe some extra things, and to have that in one place. And then we're just talking, okay, the extra possibilities will be very interesting, but it's not the start with main goals, right? Will grow that we can see later on.
Okay. So I think we should try to proceed with the YAST talk, or do we?
We still have 10 minutes or so if you have another topic or if there are any more questions.
Maybe a very important question, maybe you can answer it. How could we, because I get some information, but I think this needs to be discussed further, especially the technical part.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that?
Just use the OpenSUSE mailing list. Just starting discussion. I think that's the best form of it.
Okay, so I will start a discussion on OpenSUSE.org, and everybody will shoot me again because I mail too much. And
maybe we should use Factory. It's
Factory.
Less traffic and more developers are using it.
Okay, I will use Factory.
Maybe better.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I've overlooked it, but okay, you go on the mailing list, but what's the, where's the summary? What's the URL of your project?
This is the launch of the project, so there is at this moment no URL of it. I will summarize what this has been said, I will put the slides on, and I will, make a wiki page of it, the thoughts and so on. To back up the discussion in
OpenSUSE wiki, I suppose.
Yeah, yes.
Sure.
Any more questions?
So I think we'll do the part up.
Thank you for your attention.
Sure.